Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubenstein. Skin care and plastic surgery are hot topics these days. Let Dr. Rubenstein answer your questions and explain what you'll want to look for in aesthetic products and cosmetic procedures. Get ready for a discussion about all things aesthetic. Now, live from Miami, Florida, American Board Certified Plastic Surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein.
Welcome to New Reflections. I'm so glad to have you today. Now, I have to say, I wasn't going to do a show today. We're heading into the holidays. This is a difficult time. It's hard to find guests that can come on the show and give their time. Everyone's getting ready for either going on vacation or doing their shopping for the holidays. And it was a little difficult to produce a show. But in fact, I wasn't going to do one. But recently, you may have heard in the news, there's been just an outrageous story, a story that's unbelievable, about a non-doctor who's been injecting patients in their butt, in their face, doing these injections to augment these areas with the craziest of materials. And I was sitting and thinking about this story, and I felt like, you know, we haven't done a show on patient safety and choosing a good doctor and going through this. And just recently I had a patient in my office and we were talking and this sort of thing came up. And it occurred to me, I felt like we really should do a show. So in the last